Y'all, it's Amelia Rose, and welcome to Salon Me. We are back to our regularly scheduled programming with our regular intro music and our regular greeting. So hello guys, I hope you are doing really, really well. As you know, and maybe not have noticed, that I took a break from the podcast about a week-ish from the podcast, and it has been a pretty good break. I took the break because obviously, I did Podmas, and that was amazing. So again, I'm going to be thanking you like throughout the year. Thank you for making that amazing. And thank you for making me really want to do it again next year. We'll see what my schedule allows for, but I'm definitely going to be doing more content in December 2022. It is 2022. I cannot believe that. It's a mouthful, actually. I'm like, 2021 sounds great, but I just keep completely messing up on saying 2022. I feel like I really have to kind of focus a little bit. But yeah, I'm excited for this year. I am very excited. So yeah, I am back from my break. And was my break relaxing? Yes and no. From the podcast perspective, yeah, it was great to just kind of chill out. I took a break from the podcast. I also took a break from the newsletter. I just needed some time to just chill, especially because this next semester is going to be a very busy one. And the semester in school and stuff is kind of what made it a little less relaxing than I had hoped, just because it's, you know, it's crunch time. I'm starting school, my last day of school, on Monday, when today is Saturday when I'm recording this. So I'm really excited about that, but it's just a lot of last minute things that need to happen. They all happened. Everything's good. We're going into the semester strong, really excited, really looking forward to what it brings. But yeah, I was stressed throughout the week, but yeah, it's been good. What have I been doing during my break? I have just been trying to relax. I've been doing a lot of student media stuff because I'm taking over that and just trying to make it as amazing as it can be. My first 2 weeks of school are very, 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 very hectic. So I am really trying to set it up to, you know, continue as normal while I have a little less time. But yeah, we'll see. I have been preparing for that. I prepared for an interview that I actually did yesterday. Wow, yesterday, dang. It feels like forever ago. I've just been editing it, so I guess I've been kind of reliving it the entire time. But yeah, I did it with our university president, which is really cool, really neat. So that is going to go up on Monday, so I'm very excited about that. And yeah, it's just been a lot of stuff happening, and I'm so glad to have had this weekend to really just relax and really just like chill out and calm down. Everything that I needed to get resolved for school and stuff, I had a few stressful things of like, this says this, my scholarship is supposed to cover it, but like it's saying it's not. And then it was like, oh, okay, you need to do this, and it's all good. Everything's fine. But all of that got resolved on Thursday. Then I had my interview on Friday. And after that, I could relax a little bit. I did definitely read over it like several thousand times. It's quite a long interview. I get to do it Q&A style, which I'm very excited about. I know I told y'all on the podcast that I'd never done a Q&A interview, basically where it's the transcript of what was said. It's going to be that. This episode is going to be out after the interview. I wouldn't be talking about it as much if it were going to be out before, but you know, it's going to go out on Monday, and then the podcast will be out on Wednesday. So I'm very excited about that. Really happy to have gotten to do that. It went well. It was really good interview, and I'm really excited that I am able to do it Q&A style, because that's been like a bucket list thing. So I could say I did it. I'm really excited about it. You know, it might not be like the best thing ever, but I'm really excited about it. So yeah, today's episode is going to be all about authenticity. I thought that I could tackle this subject. It's if authenticity exists online. And I got this subject idea from a 80/20 podcast episode by Lily Rakow. I hope that I'm pronouncing her last name right. Pretty sure I am, but might not. But anyway, I like that podcast. It's a fun listen. And so she made, I think it was even just maybe a throwaway comment of like, does authenticity exist online? I'm not sure. And then I'm like, that's a really cool thing. And so I typed it in my notes app. I was actually at the gym when I was listening to that episode, and I was like, yay. Also, side note, I worked out almost every day this week. I worked out every day except for Friday because I had that interview and I was just like, nope. So yeah, I did that. I'm very proud of myself. It's been a good start. So anyway, back to the subject at hand. I heard that and I was like, this sounds great. And so I read it down and I was like, I should maybe be qualified to talk about it. I'm not. I'm just a person. But my podcast tagline is Love, Life, and Authenticity. So I thought that I would give you my take. You know, I obviously have been thinking about authenticity a lot because why would I choose that for my podcast tagline if it wasn't something that I valued? And so it also struck me and I was just like, wow, that sounds like a great subject. So here we are talking about it. So to give you a short but long answer, do I think that authenticity exists online? Yes, I do. Do I think that most people who say they are authentic online are actually truly authentic? No, I don't. So let's dig into that a little bit. So I feel like true authenticity exists online, but it doesn't look as pretty or as whatever as you would think. I feel like people's idea is kind of expectation versus reality. People's idea of authenticity is like this beautifully curated, but like also like balanced Instagram feed of maybe, oh, gorgeous, beautiful, whatever. And then the caption is like, today was crap. And like, here's me just sharing my story and like, in hopes that it would, you know, we've all seen those posts where it's a gorgeous picture of someone, yet, you know, they're having a bad day. And so they talk about it in the comments. Or it's like a bad picture of someone, you know, those pictures of people crying. I don't understand that. That is not my style at all. I say love, life, and authenticity. And I'm not gonna about to go in the podcast and cry. Sometimes I've been close to it, and actually sometimes I have cried, but that's not a regular thing that I do. You know, that's not part of my brand. I don't have brand, but you know, it's not something that I do on Say Love Me as much. And it's something that I'm like, hold on one second. And I just like pause and go cry. And then I like come back and I'm like, hello, how are you? You know, it's fine. But I feel like that's people's expectation for authenticity of like, oh girl, you're so authentic. And of course I'm talking about this in the female realm. I'm not even gonna dive into what men expect as far as authenticity. I don't even know. But yeah, in the female realm, we think, oh, we want pretty pictures when they're having a pretty day, and then when they're having a bad day, just post a video of them crying and then explain it in the comments, and that's authentic. That I actually do not like. I don't like that. I think that you don't owe it to the world to show yourself crying if you don't feel comfortable with that. And that's not being not authentic. That's just you having a filter. And if you don't have a filter naturally, you just don't have a filter and you post whatever, okay, fine. That's authentic to you and you're fine. But like, it's also authentic to be authentic to yourself and just be like, I do not want to be pressured to post this video of me crying. You know, I don't even understand why do people videotape themselves crying? I don't understand that. Maybe it's a way of processing that I am not aware of and I don't know the benefits of, but that's something I've never understood. But, you know, to each his own. If you want to do that, go ahead. But if you don't feel comfortable with that, I feel like you're being authentic to yourself to not post that. On the separate side, the flip side of this, I feel like the reality of being authentic is, I'm going to get hate for this, but probably like your older relative or acquaintance who is on Facebook and just post literally a picture, doesn't even have to be a great angle, just a picture, snap, post, on their feed just saying, I love my french fries, I don't know, you know, something like that. And so they do that, and honestly, that's authentic. I'm not saying it's pretty necessarily, sometimes it really just isn't, you're just like, why did you share that? But that's authentic. Snap a picture, share it, that's what social media used to be. And yeah, I feel like authenticity on social media was a lot more prevalent a few years ago, especially with the rise of technology. I sound like a mom, but you know, it's true, okay? Yeah, I feel like this form of authenticity is actually authentic because, like, authentic as far as, like, not even being authentic to yourself. I talked about that and said that, yeah, people can be authentic to themselves by not posting the thing of them crying if they don't feel like it's okay or they don't feel like they want to of their own accord. They just do it to prove, hey, guys, look, I'm authentic. But I feel like just authenticity with no strings attached to anything else, to like yourself or your blah or whatever, anything. I feel like just literally snapping a picture and posting it, that's authentic. you know, unless it's, you know, a fake photo or, you know, something that didn't happen. But I feel like that is authenticity. And I'm not just saying that's the only version of authenticity. That's just something that I thought of. But examples aside, I do believe authenticity exists online, but I feel like a lot of the things that are labeled as authentic are not necessarily authentic. And I also feel like you don't have to be authentic by sharing all of the ups and downs, all of the downs, all of the things behind the scenes. That's not necessarily authentic. It's sometimes it's oversharing, and sometimes it's just people forcing you to share stuff that you don't want in the name of authenticity. You know, like, I'm not going to share every single email I send from my podcast account, or every single rejection I get for like an ad or for like an episode, a guest episode, or anything like that, just to be authentic. I don't even, like, if I feel like I should share it, like it might be a bigger learning experience for someone, that's okay, and I can do it. But I feel like really being authentic is like doing stuff that feels authentic to yourself. And I need to stop saying authentic, it's getting annoying. But that feels real, that feels like something you should do. I'm not saying that it's something that you should feel compelled to do by other people. I just feel like if you have those low moments, that, you know, sometimes you can go through the exact same thing and the way you feel about it will be different. Sometimes you get an email and you're just like, this stinks, and then you just like exit out and you go about your day. Other times you get an email and it could be the exact same email, and depending on your frame of mind, you think, okay, that's fine, but, you know, actually maybe this would be a good podcast episode of just dealing with rejection, and for some reason you feel inspired to share it. I feel like that is the truest form of authenticity, of when you feel inspired to share something that might not be picture perfect. And I feel like all of us kind of want to do this, but I feel like some people go way too far to one side or way too far to the other. And one side can be, my life is perfect and I will not share anything down because my world of Instagram or my world of wherever I am online needs to be a certain way. And that's fine, but I don't necessarily feel like that's authentic. And so you shouldn't hold yourself up to be an authentic person if you don't share the stuff, you don't share like multiple things. I also feel like people go way too far to the other side to be like, I'm going to share every bad thing that happens to me, or like almost every bad thing, or I'm going to videotape myself when I'm really upset. You know, sometimes you feel led to do that. I don't think I ever have, but sometimes people do, and that's fine. But I know people, or I don't know them personally, but I definitely know people who are very pro videotaping yourself when you're upset, like basically every time. And you know, there's so many videos that I see, like I watch YouTube shorts, I'm not on TikTok, but a lot of TikTok content gets repurposed into YouTube shorts, and I see a lot of videos of people crying or like exploiting different traumas or different like bad things. Like I saw a video, something like, me, I thought that I was depressed when I was 10, and then he's like, next thing I know my dad dies, and that was it. That was literally the entire thing. That was it. And I was like, and this is entertainment, because like, why, you know, you might be sharing something, but I don't think it's authentic. I think it's weird and kind of like unhealthy. And so that was kind of a little bit of a tangent. But something that kind of makes me a little more skeptical of like authenticity exists online, but it's rare, is that I have known people personally who I know that they have been going through things and whatever, and they have been, you know, like maybe they're broke or maybe they're, you know, having a struggle. And then all they post online is just like sunny beach pictures of themselves, just being like, sun is out, oh my gosh, like living the dream. And you're just kind of like, you're not though. And I'm not trying to say that you shouldn't, like, I guess no one, I mean, it depends on your life, but maybe no one's living the dream. And so I'm not going to be like the authenticity police of being like, you're not living the dream, how dare you say you are, you know. But I have known people who literally just post certain things and it's like, oh, I'm so happy, when literally they are not. They're probably crying when they're posting it. It's annoying. And it just kind of like, I've known a lot of people who are like that, and I'm just like, are you kidding me? Are you kidding? You know, people who have, you know, been really sweet to me online, and then I meet them in real life and they don't even acknowledge me. I've had that happen multiple times, and I'm just like, are you kidding me? Like, what? You're like, oh yeah, girl, like, totally love you, your support, oh my gosh, we should meet up sometime. And I'm like, yeah, sure. And I'm really actually like excited. I'm like, sure, we should. And then I meet them by chance, and then they're like, not nice. So I feel like people have discredited authenticity by like not being authentic. And so yeah, that is my conclusion, that authenticity exists online, but it's rare. The way I try to be authentic online is just by talking. I try not to edit my podcast way too much. I definitely want a good edit on my podcast, but I'm trying not to edit out too many things or try and take out my ums or whatever. Even though I am trying to be more articulate, I am not going to be a robot. I'm not going to be perfect. So I try not to edit way, way, way too much. Let me know if I should edit more, but I try not to edit too much. I try to talk about things that feel relevant. I don't like podcasting about things that I thought about a month ago and I'm like, this is what's on the schedule today, but I just don't feel like talking about it. A lot of times I really will just change the subject and scrap that episode for now and record it when I'm feeling it later. And so I also try and talk about my life. There are some things that I can't say about my life, like my exact location at this moment, and you know, some stuff about school and jobs and stuff like that that I don't feel comfortable sharing, or that I can't share until such and such a time or whatever. And sometimes there are things that I just don't feel like talking about that have happened that I'm just kind of like, I don't really want to tell this on the podcast. It's probably not going to be interesting. But anything that, again, I feel compelled to share, I will share. So I do try and be authentic by doing that. I also try to be authentic by just kind of giving my content me. You know, there are several things that I could be podcasting about that I've heard episodes about that I just feel like, eh, am I trying to be a certain thing that I don't feel like I am? Or am I trying to share something that I feel like is too personal to share about? Like in my Christmas episode, I talked about faith in God, and I do share about that. That is one of the most driving forces in my life. And maybe I'll share more about it, about my specific like faith life, in another episode, maybe in 2022. But for now, I don't really know how to articulate it. You know, I grew up Catholic. I am Catholic. I go to church every Sunday and I really believe it. Like, I consider myself a traditional Catholic and it's a huge part of my life, but I haven't figured out how to like tie that in on the podcast. And so for now, I'm just gonna leave it. I'm just gonna like, yeah, it's a huge part of my life. It's probably one of the biggest parts of my life, but I don't really know how to talk about it. And I haven't like built my brand about being Christian girl influencer thing. I'm not gonna be an influencer. Ugh. But, you know, I haven't been like, oh, hey, Salem, he's a Christian podcaster. I'm a Christian girl. You know, I am, but I haven't like shared that. I don't know. It's just sometimes some things feel too personal to talk about. And so I try to just kind of leave those until I feel ready to talk about it. So I hope that you get it. I don't know. So yeah, that's the way I feel like I'm authentic. There are parts of me that people online who listen to this podcast may never know, and that's okay. So at the risk of rambling on and on about authenticity, how I take a drink every time I say that word, or don't if you don't drink. But yeah, that is the first episode of 2022. I have some more coming up. I also have some more plans for the podcast that I'm not going to announce because I'm afraid that they won't pan out and then I'll feel like a loser. So that is authenticity for you right there. I hope that you enjoyed, and I'll talk to you next week. Bye.